All right, we got timelines, PRQ timelines. Wow. How does he talk so much? How does he talk so much? Thank you, BBS Radio, and thank you, everybody, for calling in. And you can call in, but I just want to remind you all that the purpose and passion around this hour is how sequence of events of our choices are proactive and reactive. And it's tricky because we're so powerful. And the way our power works hasn't been necessarily taught to us in our local education system. And that's my passion here, is to remind everybody how we lived with each other in higher dimensional frequencies, if you like those words. All of the English language is demonic for me, but I know that you'll feel my heart when I speak to you from afar. I know how it works, and that we will feel each other. We just can see and feel each other authentically, and it's so amazing to get to do this again and again and again. And I love you, and welcome to the Ascension Cycle. Today on PRQ Timelines, I'm gonna show and prove to you some of the alien agendas. It is uncomfortable to use the term aliens. I do not care for it. Ron Amatron, many of us, we use the term aliens. In a derogatory way, intentionally, because it's just an individual that doesn't have enough heart center to recognize their brother next door. So remove aliens in the English language as a gender or a type of being. Just look at us and how much heart we use when we make decisions and or collaborate. What's unique about this human, as you've heard me say, this type of human that you're in right now, is that it uses a tremendous amount of mind power and emotions to animate your next decision, predominantly created by the past. So I'll give you a couple more examples today. I'll take calls today, please. Especially people that are in a lot of drama. If you're in a lot of drama, I'd like to hear about it today. Okay, so the way this type of human was engineered and structured was just have a NATO. The NATO chart would control your epigenetic recording system. So every tissue in your body has a memory of your great, 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 great grandparents. You don't have any choice in it. And you do, because the spirit is going to overpower your epigenetic recording system. So it just takes a little more time than what you've been told. So if you lived to, say, 140, 150 years, you'd grow out of the epigenetic controlling system. And that's why that's why the NATO is so powerful, is because of if we only live 85 to 90 years, 100 years, my family lineage, everybody probably makes it to 101, 102. My great uncle smoked since he was 14, probably two packs of cigarettes a day. He lived to 99, I think. So if we can just get back, we have to just get past that little natal hindrance. There's a little governor in our epigenetic control system. If I can get you back to 99 and then give you horsepower to get to 150, this thing's over. No problem. So if we can just live a little longer, don't worry about so much the what you're eating. Worry about if I don't want you to worry about anything, but epigenetically, remove time. Remove thought, and that'll get you to 150 years old. I guarantee you. There's no such thing as time, and there's no such thing as thought. And that's what this show's about, is timelines are created based on thought. And that's how the aliens work. Now, why are there aliens in my existence? What do they want from us? They want you to participate in timelines that are not yours. Otherwise, they can't stay with us. So we're experts at creating the future. You must realize you are God of God. There is no God per se. You are a portion of God. So when we express ourselves in positivity, I want to go do something, I can't wait to go do it, is the horsepower the aliens cannot do. They're not capable of it. You can, but they can't. They're like, oh my God, why don't I see? Oh my God. It's their words, by the way. They go, wait a minute. They're going faster than us. They're going like way faster than us. I need to figure out where they're going. So they're on our shirt tails, basically. And that's why this show is the way it is. We won't have to do this show very long. Lots of examples we could go through. And I'll start with a couple. You didn't choose in your reality cell phones, and you didn't choose text messaging. You didn't choose emails. You didn't choose satellites over your head, did you? That's all engineered. You didn't choose Verizon. You didn't choose AT&T. The reason you have a U.S. Space Force is because we're going to do our best to get rid of it all. How are we doing so far? Not real good, huh? Outside of your dimensional reality on planet Earth, it's going really, really well. Stunning. Inside here, now everybody's captured. Everyone's fighting for the farm. And that is, of course, control of the timelines that you're creating reactively, not proactively. So when you're excited about painting a picture, that dimensional reality, the aliens, convenient word, not the correct word, probably, they're now lobbying to try and participate with you and or stay with you. But they can't when you love painting a picture of the beach you're sitting on right now. Don't even exist. And you could say that I am projecting the potentiality of them existing by saying they exist. So if we observe that these beings are actually here, and I promote the fact that they're here, could also be a dimensional reality we're creating. Yet I have not seen yet how we would dismiss ourselves when we go into the town and participate with them over and over and over and over again, because we bank, because we feel or know, big difference, believe, big difference, that you need to own a car, you need to own this, you need to, these are all timelines that are not yours. You've invented these things by inheritance. All these resources on your planet are yours. So why would we pay for them? Why would we be judged when we can't afford them? Why, where is judgment come from? It's bizarre. Yet at the same time, I can see these aliens that are working against us. So at the end of the day, I can't stand myself if I don't be of some service, because they take me on every day trying to hurt you. And that's why I do this show. If we do have callers, I will take them. Most of the mind control that you're witnessing, so the solution is stop thinking and only feel your next decision. Timelines for you will be removed instantly if you're inspired. So if you're going to mind control and battle, I need to save my home from going into foreclosure, as you noticed in the last show, that's not inspiration, because you probably bought the home that was based on necessity and or capability financially. When you really want to go somewhere, and PRQ team and myself, we work on it every day. We go, where do we really want to be? We have no concern about money. Even if we had $0, we would just observe what's pulling us. That's my encouragement to you. The aliens and mind control and time continuums, timelines that are not yours, cannot exist when you cannot wait to get to the top of the forest. That's you. That's totally you. You're a powerhouse. When I start working with timelines with other people, the model that's standard is thinking. So when I react to a situation and then go defend myself with a situation, is predominantly the timelines that are propelling societal issues. Let me give you a quick example. I used last week divorce. I love you so much, I just don't want to be with you anymore. Doesn't work in the United States of America. You have to get divorced and then you get fined for not wanting to be with somebody. Okay, that's a timeline. So when so I know a gentleman who is the most lovely gentleman ever, just loved his girlfriend so much. And because he wanted to leave the relationship, she decided to make a false claim in a courtroom saying he raped me so that she could stay in the relationship with him and or participate in it. So that's what an alien does. Witches do that. Many different individuals within bodies do that. So that timeline was created for that individual so that he would participate in, well, but I didn't rape the one I loved. I left her. As you can see, if you participate in the court side and defend yourself, you're creating more drama for all the other parties that are involved in that. And that's how the aliens work. So right now, you can't tell what percentage of human has what volume of light in it versus what volume of alien is in it. So they've used a human being to get darker beings in a human. I don't like the term alien. What I'm doing my best to explain is I've manufactured a human that can have light in it and tremendous amount of darkness in it. So my neighbor may have 90% dark in it, and you may have tremendous amount of light in you. Because you just see a personality phase in and phase out. Remember, you're in a dimensional reality. So you don't talk to your neighbor every day. That's another dimension over there. You can see their house, but how can you convince yourself the volume of light that's in that human that is being constructed through the mind? So what's happening right now at the end of the ascension cycle is the volume of light in a mammalian has been abducted. Vaccinations, just tremendous amount of vaccinations for the last 100 years. That and the epigenetics control system that's been genetically engineered underground and trapping the light within this biosphere. It's a very, very complex subject. Again, great care goes into this communication. My love to you. I'll remind you that I am not talking from the mind, and I am not talking from this planet. I'm doing my best to give you information so you can be of service to yourself. You'll make your own decisions. You will decide and discern the truth. But if I was going to be of help and service, and that's all I want to be, I'll remind you that I can't control myself. I have to be of help. 90% of your planet is being controlled by mind control. All of it. And that's why you have a military installation of spaceships. They're destroying satellites above your head. And that's creating timelines that are not yours. Text messages are timelines from the past. Emails are timelines from the past. Okay, Q, sir, you're using timelines working through BBS radio. I am. But I'm creating an opportunity and a future for all of us, and that is to free you on your land, as an example, and free you from timelines. Double-edged sword, isn't it? Can't wait to talk to you and connect with you as much as I can. How else would I get you in touch with another light being, Lucia Nicole Evans? Lucia Nicole Evans. Lucia Nicole Evans. She will absolutely connect with you. She's an expert at it. Never, ever, ever forget how powerful she is to just say, how can I help you? Just that. It's that simple. So most of the timelines that we observe, because light beings, we at least have our memories, we actually think you're more prominent than us. But as light beings, we actually can see the delta and difference between where you come from, not to diminish where you are. It's where you come from is different than where you're living now. It's an observation, an identity of opportunity, nothing more. Remember that you're dreaming that we're us. Remember that you're dreaming we're us. And wherever you dream, you get. Wherever you dream, you get. Thank you so much for letting me monologue. And I am going to start asking some questions. Whoa, 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 whoa. We got a lot. We got a lot. There's people on the air, man. Star from New York. Thank you, BBS. You guys are so amazing. I can't believe you can keep up with my banter. You have to listen to everything I say. I just realized I thought I was just talking to myself, and BBS has to listen to me and listen to the damn show. So cool. Star from New York. Questions about job and career related timelines. Please, Star, give me an example.
Hi, Q. And please keep talking. We love hearing you ramble on. Anyway, so I've been having some issues with just jobs that I've been taking. Like, every job I've taken has just been terrible. Like, pure chaos, like at least the last two that I've done. And like, I tried to dip out of the matrix and do my own thing, mm-hmm. but I needed an apartment. And so I got these jobs and I'm just not happy. Like, I feel miserable. Like, I know that I'm very capable and I can do a lot of things, but not when I'm in sacrifice and just going against myself. So like, I don't want to feel like I, have to keep doing this because I just need the money to pay my rent, et cetera, feed myself, when I'd much rather be doing my humanitarian projects. I want to open my healing center. I want to open a retreat center. Like, but I need some resources in order to do all of that. So I'm just feeling like a bit like I keep getting on this timeline of like horrible job experiences and I want to get off.
Okay, cool. Okay, so can I hold you there? Is that all right?
Yes, please.
Okay, on the BBS portal for communicating with me, go ahead and put in, I talked to you last week on the show, your mailing address and your phone number. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
And I'll address your question as well. And I'll get you the, all the resources you need. Okay, so when you look at where you're at now, what was the primary decision-making process for why you're not happy now? If you don't mind me asking, forgive me. Remember that we have millions of people listening, and you're now of service to them. So if you don't feel comfortable with me asking this question, but you're not happy, and you're going through a pattern recognition system that says, I have to do it this way, and otherwise I won't survive. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, very true.
Okay, so now this is a timeline that your heart and all of our light, all of our spirits are going to do the same thing. They're like, this doesn't feel good, but it's a five. I can get through this, and et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. Okay, so now when we look at our heart, is there some place you'd rather be than New York?
Yes, many other places.
Okay, don't put any thought to it, but there's some place you'd rather be right now. Makes it a little, so once you compartmentalize your heart and you start using your dream center, I'd rather be, and you fill in the blank, from your heart, mm-hmm. that's actually the horsepower that you own. So you'll go, I can't wait to be in Bermuda, as an example, because I know mm-hmm. I can polish seashells all day, every day. Okay, so once you use the heart center, it will start populating the translation into the mind's eye. But most of us are using the mind to try and find the heart. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I can't wait to find my spirit. And one day I'm going to go hunt for it. And then I went to the grocery store and I'm going to go get it. But it wasn't there. It wasn't around the corner. And then once I find it, then I will be at peace.
Right.
Works the other way around, doesn't it?
Right.
So just excitement stay in your dream, like really your dream state. Go. Just exhale a lot. And you'll see your dream. Does that help a little bit?
Yes, that helps a lot. I think there's just fear and questioning where the mind comes in. It's like, oh, well, I want to go to Hawaii, but I need a car, and where am I going to live, and how do I fill in all the blanks and, you know, feel safe? And so I think trusting is also important, and just releasing the fear. Sorry? It cut out a little bit, Q. I couldn't hear you. Can you hear me, Q?
Cross you. No.
You're there. I hear you now.
Very good. Can you hear now?
Yes.
We have to be noble to the love of ourselves. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Very good. Good luck to you. Thank you for your session. I'll go on to the next call.
Thank you.
My love to you.
My love to you.
All right. All right. Let's see. A little interference. Nobody likes Keister today. Or they do. They have to live with me. Well, they do. The light is here now, and we're going to take over. That's that. I wonder what the Keister eats today. Our test of Eating is weird here. Just, you know, where you guys come from, eat. You just absorb the energetics of where you're at. Here you eat and you absorb the energetics through physicality. It's quite bizarre to be in these human bodies. They're very, very interesting. They're fun to have so much individuality, but have so much density and to be so slow is fun, but different for sure. So that's why you're seeing babies, they just turn their hands all day and they're like, it's like a party watching my hands wiggle. It's quite an interesting place. Okay, let's keep going here. Sorry, BBS, I'm a little long-winded. Got to make sure I'm on track. I think I lost Christmas Ranch after 4 hours. Okay, so we got that one. Bo, she passed. Nice chats from you, Zoom, for your key timelines. Okay, sorry, guys. Got to get caught up here. All right, did we do Karen from PA? Questions, how to stop participating in times when loved ones don't agree? Okay, how to stop participating in times when loved ones don't agree? Karen from PA. This one's really savvy. This one's solid. Go ahead.
Aloha.
Aloha is not a word.
Hi there, can you hear me?
Really good.
Hello? Can you hear me too?
Yeah, we are having a little difficulty with your connection. Up, folks, we just lost Q. We'll get him right back. It might be a little silence until then, so stick with us.
Okay, thank you.
You got a copy?
I do, yes. And you were speaking with Karen from Pennsylvania on line two. She is still with us.
Thanks. I have nothing in my inbox now.
I'll resend them now.
Thank you so much. Karen, sorry about that. I'm a little popular.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
That's a usual day for us anyway, right?
Doing our best. Day. We'll keep grinding. I'll put some power to this. Hang on just a second. I command our spirits to give us perfect communication. I command prime creation to give us perfect communication. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 now. And I command prime creation to give BBS radio perfect transmissions. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 now. All right. Where are we at, Karen?
Well, I'm wondering how do we stop participating in timelines when your family doesn't agree and it's very stressful? Like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to pay. I don't want to have a car. I want to live simpler, but they don't agree and they think it's all wonky conspiracy stuff.
Yep. We thank you so much. Incredible question. It is, you know, the purpose of this show, obviously. So we start observing why we've made these choices to participate with these individuals. And we work really hard behind the scenes here about how are we going to be of service going forward to each other in exactly what you just stated. So watch this one. Is your daughter the same person when she was 3 as when she was 20?
No.
They're not the same people, are they?
No.
It's tricky. So why would I participate with somebody that's just trying to argue with me, create this drama participant? And we're going to have to get used to it. Is we're so loving that we believe we have a daughter, but we know that that's not the same person I was participating when they were 3. Are they? You just have to admit it's tough. But epigenetically, we're attached to each other so strongly that we care and want to love them anyway. And we have the courting of responsibility of being mother or daughter, don't we?
Yes.
Right.
How close was I? The key word.
How close was I? How close was I?
You were like dead on. We're dead on.
Yeah, so I can see a lot, and I want to be of service, obviously. And it's not to make fun of me and make light of the situation. But so now where we really end up is, why do I keep participating? Because I feel I have this responsibility. Where does responsibility come from when every moment of every day I deserve to be in peace? So if you're not in peace, there's a reason why you're not in peace. And it's usually the cording from a phone. Almost always. Oh. A phone is involved, isn't it?
Yes. But I can't get, how do you get rid of them?
Then you'd have to get rid of them, wouldn't you?
You would.
And so the mermaid now, we worked on
and
this.
And then the whole house of cards fall.
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, but I want a phone because I want to talk to the PRQ team. I want to talk to you. You're a very light person. But then the others are going to get my phone number, and they're going to start texting and emailing me and voicemailing me and TikToking me. And wait a minute, I don't want those ones to talk to me. I only want those ones to talk to me. How are you going to do it? It just takes discipline, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And the real solution is getting in nature, you know, and it just the people who join you in the time continuums in nature are different. You're just going to have a different experience than reacting. So the real crux, the electronic wars I've participated in eons of time. I know it's going to sound fantastic, and I don't expect you guys to believe me. I'm okay with it. I just need to get the information out to you. Electronic wars are designed, engineered to get you to react, and that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. When you're proactive, so when you make a phone call, so when I make a phone call through PRQ, then I stimulate that individual, and then we are both stimulated on what we want to accomplish, what we want to do, what we want to experience. But when you react to all these other dramas, that's what the electronic wars were designed and engineered for, is get you off balance so you're not proactively creating the love and life that you want. Does that make sense?
It sure does. Like you say, easier said than
it's,
done.
It's not an easy study. It's not easy. It's just not an easy study. What happens when you don't respond to the drama? What happens to you? They attack you, don't they?
Oh, heavily. Yes, heavily.
So when you don't pick up the
phone financial,
and you don't respond,
it's usually financial.
That's right. Yep. If you don't respond, guess what? They'll just keep responding, won't they?
They will. Yep.
Ultimately, that is the solution. And that's
okay. And
that's why I put a home into foreclosure 7 times to prove that if I make them go away from my dimensionality, they actually will.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
If you have a situational timeline you want me to work on, you can say, I talked to you on the show last week. Here's my phone number and my mailing address, and I will help you.
Yes, please. Thank you so much. Can I ask
you
one
you, my love
super
to you.
Quick question?
You can ask me super, super quick. That's
super
now it's
quick,
too late
because
it's not super quick. It's not even super quick. Now it's super long.
No, I know. I want other people to get through, but I don't want to be taking up your time. But are any of the current listeners, one of the 12 that don't have their memories back?
So we lost the one person that you can find on the internet, I will say got abducted, would be Alexandria Meters. So she's still active on the internet. So we lost her. And so that spirit's going to jump into another body, which is coexisting with us right now. I won't tell you who and what body she's in, but that's a pretty good example. It's not that we don't have our memories back. It's that we might get the body abducted and then we have to jump into another body. That's pretty normal. The implanted individuals, there was only five total, Ron being one of them, as you may know. I was one of the few that got so heavily implanted, I could not get my memories back. There's only two other that were attacked like me. Mermaid is in there too, but she never really lost her memories like I did. I would say out of the 12, we just jump out of bodies more than we lose our memories. Does that make sense?
Okay, that makes more sense. Thank you.
So we'll get abducted. We'll just go into another body. And that's why it's so curious why I'm still alive right now, is it should prove to you that the negotiations and the growth of the light that's coming through here is getting more prominent. It's not to impose that I'm stronger than you. It's to say that all of us are getting more of our light, because they used to just kill me off. Now, there's so much volume now. We're done. We've got this.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Make sense?
I appreciate it.
Do you think you could talk like this? Do you think you could talk like this 20 years ago?
I couldn't talk like this 2 years ago.
See, everyone think you're batshit crazy.
They do, and that's okay. They just call me the crazy hippie. It's fine.
Crazy, right?
Oh, I lost you there.
Great job. Don't stop calling and reaching out. Just keep going. Keep reaching out to me, all right?
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
My love to you.
All right.
Cool. Love you. All right. Let's see how much time I got left. Sorry, guys. I'm not good with time. Of course, I'm bludgeoning time, but doing my best. We got 5 hours of shows today. Maybe we'll get something done. All right, Karen. A different Karen. Well, isn't there only one kind of Karen? From Georgia online, whatever, Fed and IRS timelines and how to get off them. The IRS, oh my God, I've had so much fun with them.
Well, I'm glad you're going to have fun with them. I'm glad you're having fun. You know what, I really, too bad. You're getting a lot of Karens today. Must be something in the water.
I don't know. I think
identify with, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Waiting.
Yeah, okay. So really identify with the first caller who said, you know, so many of us are working and slaving and jobs we really don't want because we really want to be building our healing centers and birthing centers and farms. And so we're just learning. Some of us are just learning. And over the years working those jobs, there's something called withholding, where you go to work and the IRS gets your money before you even see it, and then you know, it is what it is. So I started to learn in 2021 about this process and what it really was, and there's just different ways to address this. So now, last month, got a little nasty gram from my friends at the IRS, and I spoke with a mutual friend of ours, Light Being in Germany and Austria, who really helped me a lot by removing some things from me that were not helpful. And she told me, don't play with them, don't react. So this was really the first time I'd heard this, but now that I know this, I hear it all around me, so I see that it's true. So I guess this is what I'm trying to grasp, and I hope you can help me with this, is that in law, there's something called non-rebuttal is tacit acceptance, which means if your buddy is in Puerto Rico,
very good. Okay, let me hold you there because I'm going to run out of time because this is really important to me. Okay, so the first thing I suggest everybody to do is to remove your mailbox from your property. That's the first thing I would do. You don't now get a P.O. box, but not a mailing box on your property. So you'll choose which mail you want to receive versus which mail has to go to you. And by the way, you don't give the IRS the P.O. box that you have. Okay, so that's one little fun little trick is no one has your mailing address or your identity attached to the location you live in unless you want them to contact you. That is the power of dimensional reality. My intention is for me to be anonymous is really prominent now. It actually works. So now I've played with the IRS tremendous amount of times as a secret soldier, many, many different ways we've played with them to see the demonic group there and how they work. And they're using black magic. And of course, they use the Federal Reserve and so forth. So remember that the IRS is third party to your sovereignty. They are a corporation that has no affiliation with your U.S. nationalism. There's no, they're a private corporation. So your employer and you now, many people, when they, I'm totally on board. If you love building bridges at the bridge construction company, never stop following your passion just because you work for a corporation. That's not my point. But the employer and you have to realize human resources is not in charge of you. I've decided not to pay taxes. The only people who are doing that is the employer's relationship with their taxation system, who has told you you have to pay taxes. So on the front end of your negotiations, when you go to work for the bridge builder, because you love building bridges, you must say, I denounce my responsibility to pay a third-party entity known as the IRS that is controlling you bridge contracting company. It's really just more getting faith that you can control the situation. It's voluntary. I don't have to pay this. Prove to me I have to pay the IRS because they told us that we have to pay them. Doesn't work anymore. That's a dimensional reality you can control. Does that make sense?
It does. And most people are not aware that the IRS actually has a form called the W-8-BIN where you give to your boss that says, you know, I'm not going to have withholding. The challenge is the employers don't know about it and they go into fear of reprisal. Now,
I work with you. I work with you. You pay me a wage, and that's it. That's you have to, and you have many, many processes now in your bailiwick, as you're already aware. My lawyer says I don't have to pay taxes. Where would you guys like to start?
Right.
Guess what? Right. What do you think is going to happen? Oh, so you're going to fire me for not wanting to do something? Now I'm a slave to you. So, by the way. The lawsuit will be $100 million. I don't like using money to do anything on this planet. But if you're going to tell me what I'm going to do to help and serve a company, then you tell me why I have to do that, because now you're telling me I'm a slave.
Right. So 100%. That's 100%. I guess that's going into a position or current. But the situation I'm asking about now is I just got a nasty gram from the IRS. And so they'll send you a letter that says, you know, oh, you owe $1 million or you did something wrong or blah, blah, blah. And because non-rebuttal is tax acceptance under the law, I know how to rebut. I'm just struggling with rebutting them in law the way I know. Versus don't react with them, don't play with them, don't create a timeline for mind energy. So I guess that's my question. should I play some defense? And here's the reason I ask. If you don't, they can do certain things. They can put a loan on your property. They can garnish your current paycheck, or they could even charge you with a crime if they wanted to. So I was hoping you could help me.
Okay, so a lot of things can happen in this universe that you stated.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion is you become more offensive. And that we had a caller last week said, I don't walk your talk because I'm of spirit, and I don't think you should land bat in your homestead and all this. And I said, you're right. You shouldn't have to do this. But when do we actually defend ourselves if so much ground's being taken from us? What I suggest you look at, and I've done it two times, is you look at, if you really believe this exists in your realm, you really are tied to your employer and taxation. Here's one tool that will make them go away immediately. I guarantee you the IRS is out of business. They have no tie to revenue to the United States population unless you say you do. Here's one tool they will stand down on, and that is called an offer and compromise. Will you stop talking to me? I'll stop talking to you. Look into their definitions. These are their terms, offer and compromise. So if you're a demon and you're pretending to be the IRS, is most likely what's happening. IRS is closed. There's posturing about the IRS is still alive. It's not alive anymore. Use offer and compromise in their terms and conditions there. Use that tool and go get them. I will offer a compromise if you will stop stalking me. That's where I would start.
Okay. So I'll learn about this. I guess this begs the question, if they're closed, who is sending out the nasty grams and collection agencies and that type of
thing? You'll never know. It's all alien technology. It's all timeline, alien technology. So you and I walk on this goddamn radio show. Only I can say goddamn, by the way. So that we will react to their situation. See, that's how timelines work. See, I should be doing other things proactively. Well, I am. I'm doing my best to help you. So why are we talking about these clowns when we can remove them from our reality? So you have two choices. You go get them, or you do not respond to anything they're saying, anything they're delivering. You ignore them. You have two choices. I am a higher vibrational being. You don't exist. Or I'm going to take care of you right now. You have two choices, don't you?
Ignore them or offer in compromise?
Absolutely. That's how you attack them now. So I do not like these statements of mine because it's dualistic. But you're in a duality in an emotional planet. You're in an emotional body. So you have to decide if a bear comes and tries to eat you, are you going to defend yourself? You're going to defend yourself.
I already did it. I did it once.
I'm pretty good, aren't I?
Well, I mean, I was with a couple of people, so you defend yourself, the bear will run away. There's a black bear. They're not that aggressive, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The biggest problem is, why did you have the dog out there? The dog's going to be chased by the bear. You know that.
Oh, well.
The bear chases the dog, right? Now are you a little impressed? Are you a little impressed with me?
You know what? I've been impressed.
I'm not looking for attaboys. I'm just saying that's how much visibility we have on our side here. We can see everything if we want. If we're in a good place, we're just one. We're all of one. We all love each other, and I love you. And I'm going to move on to take a break here for my next show. Great job. You be strong in your essence. You be strong in your essence, okay? And you hold ground. That's our power, okay? My love to you, PBS Radio. Thank you for that. These calls. I'll see you guys in an hour.